Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining today's episode of Carrie Aller and Friends Coffee Chat. This is episode 22 and we're so excited because I have with me Susan Neal, and Susan has wonderful wisdom. Hey Susan, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much for joining. I know that people are going to be blessed by what you have to say and the wisdom that you're going to share today, so I'm super excited. Susan, will you tell a little bit about your book? I'm going to let you kind of run with that, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Okay. My book is titled Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. So this book was birthed out of two experiences. One is 7 years ago, when I was 50, I lost my health. I had an abscess tooth that just, you know, destroyed my body. I had 10 different medical diagnoses, 2 surgeries, and I could barely get out of bed. The doctors could only do so much, and then I had to look to alternative methods of healing, and I was able, after 8 months, to heal my body. It's like God made our bodies to heal themselves. And with time, the proper nutrition, the proper diet, the things that I need to do, I was able to heal my body. And from that, I've wanted to tell others how to heal theirs. So I've been on a mission to help reclaim the health of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And then the second part was because my sister, 2 summers ago, she found out she was gluten sensitive. Always after a party or a wedding or whatever, potluck, she always had to be close to the bathroom the next day and just had terrible digestive issues. And we found out she was gluten sensitive. And so I created 7 simple steps to help her get off of gluten. She did it. She did it perfectly. The next summer, she calls me when she's on vacation. She's like, Susan, and I'm the health nut of the family. I have rosacea. I have rosacea all over my face. And it was just unsightly pustules. And she's like, well, she didn't know it was rosacea anyway. I'm like, go to a dermatologist. I got to figure out what it is. She figured out it was rosacea. And she did all this investigation on the internet. You know, we can do that now.
Right.
And she's like, so it's from too much sugar. Well, she's always been the sugar fiend of the family. You know, whatever chocolates or candy or whatever. And so I'm like, okay, well, let's get back to our 7 simple steps to get you off of sugar. Again, she did beautiful, just beautiful. So within like a week and a half, her joints quit aching. She quit having digestive issues. And so I'm like, I'm going to write this in a book. So I wrote 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates.
Wow, that's awesome. And I love that, you know, God put on your heart to like kind of solve this issue and help your sister. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it just came into play.
Yeah.
The subtitle is Healthy Eating for Healthy Living with a Low Carbohydrate Anti-Inflammatory Diet.
Yeah. So I saw too that like in the book, you learn how to eliminate brain fog, cure diseases, lose weight. You choose foods that benefit versus foods that damage, find healthy food alternatives, plan your menu, recognize the emotional reasons we overeat. All these things are so important. And I know for me, I need to definitely like have these reminders because it's so tempting. You know, we have fast food on every corner. And you know, we're very much an instant gratification country. And so we want to just kind of drive through, get the dinner and then go home and versus, you know, cooking and all that stuff.
Right, we do. And like with my book, what I do is I want to get to the root issue. It's like I'm a nurse. So I don't want to treat the symptom.
Right.
I want to treat the root cause of the issue. So is it that you just don't have enough time, or is it because you lack of knowledge to know that those fast foods are not healthy and benefiting your body? Or is it that we have a food addiction? Because that becomes very prevalent with sugar and meat. Sugar and wheat actually goes up to the brain receptors in our brain, which are the same brain receptors that opiate drugs go to, and it releases dopamine. So that's that feel-good brain hormone that makes us feel good. So is it a food addiction? Or could you have an overgrowth of candida, which is yeast in your gut? And I had that and had to go on a strict anti-candida diet for 8 months to kill this bug in my gut. Well, in my book, wow. I teach you how to figure out, you can do like a little simple test to figure out whether you have an overgrowth of this yeast in your gut.
Wow.
Yes. Or is it an emotional issue? Do you use food to comfort? So does it end up being a, you go to it as a stronghold before you go to God? And because of that, what I did is I wrote another book called A Christian Study Guide for 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, Healthy Eating for Healthy Living with God's Food.
I love that you made a Christian study guide, you know, that we can, go to the Lord about it and get to the root cause, because I think that kind of goes with other things too, you know. I mean, when we're angry and have bitterness, there's a root, you know, and there's so many things like unforgiveness that we've got to pluck out of our lives so that we can get healthy spiritually, and that goes with the same thing as our physical health too.
It goes hand in hand, your emotional health and your physical health. It really does. So this Christian study guide for 7 steps to get off sugar and carbohydrate, like, brings you in a group, and there you have this accountability. And, you know, each week you do like day 1 through 5 of Bible lessons and from biblical characters of who we learn from, and really get down deep into the emotional strongholds and issues to cure them.
Yeah.
You know, to get to the root cause and pluck it out and get healthy emotionally so we don't turn to food to meet our needs.
That is
amazing.
But we
want to turn to God.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love, love, love that you've created also a book for scripture yoga.
Yes, I have. I have. Yes, I have been a yoga teacher for, oh, I don't know, like 20 years or so. And God laid on my heart, gosh, back in the late 1990s, Susan, I want you to make yoga Christian. And I'm like, how in the world? And then I read Rick Warren's book, Purpose Driven Life. And he challenges you in that book to learn one Bible verse a week. Well, I accepted his challenge. And after 6 months of, you know, knowing 25 scripture verses by heart, I had them memorized.
Yeah.
My church asked me to start teaching an exercise class, a yoga class at church. And I did. That was in 2004. And I like paired together reciting Bible verses when you're in the yoga pose. So then you're meditating on the Word of God, and it puts you in such a Christian meditative state that it's a wonderful experience. So I wrote a book called Scripture Yoga, 21 Bible Lessons for Christian Yoga Class.
I love that so much. And, you know, I am not a flexible person. I've never really been able to do a back bend. So I'm really excited about that, because I would definitely love to get into yoga more, you know, and I love that you put scripture with it too.
And you know, I'm not a very flexible person either. I mean, I have to like put my hands down and really stretch to get to my toes. I have to leave them down there for 30 seconds so I can touch my toes. So I'm not a real flexible person either. And my yoga class is gentle.
Yeah.
Seniors love my class. And I also have two Christian yoga DVDs. I also have a free yoga class when you buy my, I have another book, Yoga for Beginners. And in that, you get a free yoga class. I have a YouTube channel where you can get little clips of my yoga classes. So it's YouTube, Scripture Yoga, Susan Neal.
Awesome.
So I have a lot of resources.
Yeah, you do. That's awesome. I love it so much. So have you, like, personally struggled with health issues?
Yes, I had those 10 medical diagnoses. Well, for 49 years, I was healthy. And then when I turned 50, I was a train wreck. Oh, my gosh. I was so sick. And I would have done anything to have gotten my health back. And, you know, the abscess tooth got into my system. I had depression, an ovarian cyst, a hole in my retina. I had to have emergency laser surgery, adrenal fatigue. I mean, it just went on and on. A candida infection of my gut, and you know, just went on and on, and so I really struggled.
Yeah.
Once you lose your health, it's like you can't focus on the Lord's mission for you in your life anymore. You've got your doctor's appointment. You're exhausted. You got to go grocery shopping, cooking. I mean, you can just barely make it through the day.
Right.
And so when you are healthy and vital and you feel great and you have energy, you can fulfill God's mission that he has for you in this life. And that is my mission, is to help Christians to get to the point that they feel good again, that they reclaim their health, so then they can do the mission that God has for them.
Absolutely, because if we're not at our best, then, I mean, we can't focus, like you said, on anything else. And, you know, actually, when I started doing the ministry, you know, I was telling my mom, and my mom is like my accountability partner, and she's my prayer partner, but,
wonderful. Yes.
I'm very, very blessed, to have that. And so, but she said to me, she was like, now, Carrie, I love your dreams. I love what the Lord has put on your heart. But my question to you is this: are the dishes done in your sink? And so I was like, well, currently no, but, and so what she was saying is like, you know, my home is my first ministry and I need to make sure that's where it needs to be. And same thing with our health. You know, if our health is not where it needs to be, that does put that roadblock, so to speak, in our way. And we, you know, aren't fully focused and able to do what God's wanting us to do.
Right. Being a good steward of our body is, I believe, what the Lord calls us to do, is be a good steward of anything that he's given us.
Yes, absolutely.
And we only have one body, and it needs to last us a lifetime to carry us gracefully in that life. And you know, another thing that this seven steps, like this healthy eating guidelines that I provide in there, and this way of eating, which is, it also helps people with dementia and Alzheimer's, because a high sugar, high processed, refined carbohydrate diet is more one of the contributing factors to that type of, brain disease, is dementia. So I also give tips in here, and in my Healthy Living Bullet Journal about that, about how, what are some steps that you can take to prevent that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I love, like, your heart for, you know, helping people get healthy and being a better version of themselves, and, you know, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all the things. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, you're doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I really enjoy it. I just, my heart is to help others so that they feel good again, like when I got healed and when my sister did as well. That's what I want for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just, again, I'm just so excited to just have this connection with you and you know, that you can share this wisdom with everyone. What would you say to the person right now that is kind of, I guess, naive about, okay, what do I do? Like, how do I get my food in order? How do I get myself in order with all of the health stuff?
Well, what you can do is evaluate everything you eat. So if you just got, you know, let's say fast food you were talking about again, it's kind of like, okay, does this type of food that I'm about to eat, it's in the Garden of Eden, did God provide this type of food for me to eat? Or is this from a food manufacturer that they would rather me get addicted to it and buy more of it so that it would fatten your pocketbook?
Yeah.
And so I just like to get back to the basics of who's creating this food for you.
Yeah.
Who's preparing the food? Are you preparing the food? Or like you said, you know, you go to your mother or whatever, your mother's preparing the food? Or is a food manufacturer preparing the food? You know, a baked potato is a type of food that God gave us. I believe eat your baked potato, eat your sweet potato, eat your butternut squash. Those are all wonderful foods. But these mashed potatoes that come out of a box that have been dehydrated and all that they do to those instant mashed potatoes, that is not the same thing.
Yeah.
And there's no nutritional value in that, because what food manufacturers do is they get the food, they get the rice, they get the wheat berry, they get the potato, they strip it of its nutrients that God put in the food for humans to eat so that it provides the nutrition that we need to be healthy, and they strip it of all the nutrients, they rearrange it, they create this product that can sit on the shelf for months and months. If you put a piece of bread outside, ants won't even eat it.
Right.
Okay? Then what they were required to do by the government is they had to enrich their food. So they add these man-made vitamins. And those types of foods, those processed foods, things out of boxes and bags that are in the center of your grocery store that can stay there for months and months, they have no nutritional value.
Right.
So avoid them. When you go to the grocery store, go on the periphery. So here you get, you know, all your vegetables and your fruits and then, you know, your meats and your eggs and then, you know, your dairy if you choose to have dairy. And so evaluate everything you eat. The bag of potato chips, it's refined. So when you go to eat it, it doesn't have any fiber. So it doesn't have any nutrients. It doesn't have any fiber. So you eat and eat and eat, because if you crunch that bag of potato chips up, it makes a really small portion. So you have to eat a lot of it to put it in your stomach.
Yeah, that's
true. To
fill
your stomach up.
Yeah.
And then you eat a green apple. Let's say you put almond butter on it with a green apple. It has fiber. The almond butter has protein. It is so nutritious, and you are completely full, and it's a smaller quantity of food.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because you are fuller longer with the healthy stuff than the processed stuff.
And healthcare is so expensive.
Yeah.
I think if you do end up spending a few more dollars for buying organic and going in that direction, then and buying, you know, the healthy foods, the vegetables, but vegetables aren't very expensive. Then it's so much less expensive than healthcare.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is a wonderful point, because I think that people do buy into the lie that, you know, they can't afford to be healthy. And I think we can't afford not to.
Right. And you know, if you think of organic, you can think of, okay, a banana has a thick skin, an avocado has a thick skin. You don't need to buy organic with that. But most definitely buy organic strawberries, because the ones that are not organic are just full of the pesticide spray.
Yeah.
So, and you don't want to be eating that.
Right. That's good. That's really good. So I want to ask you this too. How soon, like, can we see results after reading your Seven Steps book? How soon can we see results?
Well, I'm teaching the Christian study guide at my church right now. And one lady, she has we haven't even fully implemented the plan. We've just done the first few chapters, and she lost 12 pounds in the month. So was that 3 a week? And she did really, she's doing very well. It's consistent. It's steady. Another lady, she lost 8 pounds in 2 weeks, primarily by going off of soft drinks.
Wow.
You know, we really need to drink water.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be drinking soft drinks and all the coffee type of drinks that are loaded with the creams and sugars and whatever is in those delicious creamers.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think coffee is fine, but, you know, those frothy drinks that my daughters get and stuff, you know, the coffee drinks, I don't think are healthy for you.
Right.
So I think you should drink your water, primarily water.
Yes. Well, my husband told me, he was like, you need to call this podcast Water Chat, not Coffee Chat. I was like, no, I like the coffee too much. But, you know, like you said, it's all the stuff that you put in it. And we just have to kind of in moderation, you know.
Yeah, just coffee and with a little stevia. Or personally, I like to drink tea.
Yeah.
So I have my tea and I add stevia to it. And stevia is a sugar substitute, but it's an herb. And so it's just these like little green leaves. And so that's what I put in my tea.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, okay. So are you working on any other books right now?
Yes, I am. I am working on a mega book. So my 3 books in my Healthy Living series are 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrate, the Christian Study Guide that corresponds with it, and then a 3rd book that I just published a couple of weeks ago is called the Healthy Living Bullet Journal. That's where you track your healthy eating and living habits for improved health and well-being. So this fall, I plan to publish a mega book which combines all 3 of those books into 1.
Awesome. I can't wait to purchase that. I am definitely going to be one of your first customers with that book.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I am just so thankful to have you on the show. And how could people get a hold of you if they'd like to book you for a speaking engagement or have you come and help them, you know, with maybe their business and give them insights on how to get healthy and stuff like that? How could they get a hold of you via social media?
Okay. Well, if you want to go to my website, I have a couple websites. I have healthylivingseriesblog.com. That's healthylivingseriesblog.com. I also have christianyoga.com. That's the easier one. ChristianYoga.com. And they can also just email me directly. My email is Susan Neal, that's NEAL, at BellSouth.net.
Awesome. Well, I just, again, thank you so much for being on the show. And I know that people definitely need your wisdom. And I'm just thankful that you're doing what God's asked you to do.
Well, thank you so much. It was my pleasure. And may God bless all of you who endeavor to improve your health and be a great steward of your body.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.